Today in Hood River, Oregon, the Gorge Games end. This 9-day Olympics of outdoor adventure sports in the Columbia River Gorge has been a thrill-seeker's paradise. Kayakers plummeting over waterfalls, airborne surfers hanging onto huge kites. That's the new craze called kiteboarding. By comparison, rock climbing almost seems sedate. But don't kid yourself. Scaling a rock wall is exhausting and treacherous. For one precocious climbing star, however, it's the most fun anyone could ever have. NPR's Tom Goldman has her story.
I'm looking for Tori Allen, the Tori Allen, pint-sized superstar of rock climbing. As the musical backdrop for the Gorge Games thumps from nearby speakers, I wander among the many recycling containers, searching faces hidden by reflector sunglasses and sun-repelling zinc oxide. But no Tori Allen. There is, however, Joe Sierwinski, a Gorge Games employee who's preparing one of the rock climbing walls for competition. He agrees to help me kill time with a demonstration. He scampers up the 20-foot man-made wall that juts back over at about a 45-degree angle. Moving like a spider, Sierwinski uses fingertips and toes to grip the small, multicolored holds sticking out of the wall.
All right, right now I'm going to set myself up to try a move that'll mimic the type of climbing that the athletes here at the Gorge Games are going to face. I'm going to jump from this hold that looks like a handlebar up to some giant-looking rabbit ears.
Fascinated by this spectacle, I asked Joe Sierwinski to do a few more of these leaps called dinos until I pushed the poor guy to his limit.
Right now, I'm going to try another jump move, but now I'm even more tired than I was before, so maybe I'll do it. Missed it.
When you miss doing this kind of climbing called bouldering, the consequences are minimal. You don't have to tie yourself to ropes for protection because you're falling a short distance onto thick pads. This is the kind of low-risk climbing you'll find in indoor rock gyms that have proliferated in recent years and brought more young people to the sport, like Tori Allen, who has, by the way, finally appeared, much to Joe Sierwinski's relief. Allen has been climbing less than 3 years, but she has won national championships, thousands of dollars in prize money, and found true happiness on the rocks, whether it's the shorter man-made ones or several hundred-foot natural walls. Not bad for someone who is 12 years old.
I love heights. It's just to think you're so high up there and that you're in charge, you know? A lot of other sports, in soccer, you get past the ball, you gotta kick it or your team's gonna be mad, you know? You can't just stand there, you know? Climbing, you can just hang on. You don't have to keep moving. It's all up to you.
Tori Allen developed into a champion climber in Indianapolis. Her family owns the indoor rock gym she trains at. But it was perhaps earlier experiences that laid the foundation for her love of climbing. Allen's parents were missionaries.
We lived in France for a year to learn French, and then we lived in Africa for 4 years.
That's where she began climbing trees and where she was introduced to the world of monkeys. She had a pet named Georgie. Now she figures she has over 500 stuffed animal monkeys, including a curious George doll she snaps on for every climb.
I mean, we relate. I both love to climb and love to jump around, and they're always energetic, and then they sleep, and then they wake up and they're energetic, and then they sleep, and so it's just fun.
Still, there's a good deal of work involved in becoming a human monkey. 4 times a week, Allen lifts weights and kickboxes. She also climbs 4 days a week, 4 hours each time. Her strength and small size, 4 feet 10, 78 pounds, is an ideal package for a rock climber. Allen says she studies a climbing route beforehand, but then when she's up there, she likes to flow from one hold to the next. Her motto is, think less, climb more. Do you get scared?
No.
You never get scared up there?
Nope, never climbing. It's just fun, you know? To be up on the rock and it's real quiet and the wind's blowing and there's birds chirping. It's just so fun, you know? You feel you're kind of in your own little world.
Committing to a solitary sport and succeeding by the age of 12 has its price. Tori Allen admits she's lost a lot of friends who she says were jealous. Allen's starting to get national recognition, and her agent says next year she could make more than $100,000 in prize money and endorsements. Most will go to savings for college and for the all-girls kindergarten she wants to open someday. Why no boys? They just get in the way, she says, although if anyone can get around obstacles, it's Tori Allen. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Hood River, Oregon.